From the Flip Side, and I am your host, the King of Swing, the Tower of Power, Big Daddy Cool, John Pica. I am the comic book loving, time traveling, diesel punk, prophet of pop culture, and we're swinging solid from the Houdini Room Studios here at the Casa de Cool. And we're glad you joined us on this episode. We are going to run down. We're going to talk about my top five favorite comic book movies. Comic book, excuse me, a little tickle in my throat today. My top five favorite comic book to film adaptations. And before we dive in, we want to thank our sponsor, Comic Bento. Get a mystery box of graphic novels in your mailbox every month for $20. You get at least $50 worth of graphic novels, usually much, much more. And you can get your own Comic Bento box at mycomicbento.com. Had to take a quick drink there. I would love to edit that in post. We're recording live, folks. Anyway, we also want to thank graphicpolicy.com and, of course, our syndicator, the Diesel Powered Podcast. We are heard on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and syndicated by the Diesel Powered Podcast, the voice of Diesel Punk. Well, let's dive right into it here. I've been a comic book fan and a Diesel Punk all my life. I've been a comic book fan and reader for over 30 years. And one of the things I love, I'm a movie freak, and I love, love, love when comic books are translated into movies. So let's talk about my top five favorite comic book movies. First on the list at number five is the Richard Donner Superman, the first Superman movie starring Christopher Reeve. And it came out in 1980, was a perfect translation, in my opinion, of the comic book to film. The special effects, even today, still stand up. You will believe a man could fly. And just a great, great movie that kind of kicked off the major Hollywood studios adaptations of superhero and comic book properties. Up until that point, there really hadn't been any major blockbuster films. And there had been film serials, there had been TV shows, but in terms of big budget studio productions, the original 1980 Superman was it. Next on the list at number four, it is a Diesel Punk classic, Tim Burton's Batman, or as we call it in the Diesel Punk community, Batman 1989. Produced in 1989, starring Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne Batman, Kim Basinger as Vicki Vale, and Jack Nicholson as the Joker. It was a revolutionary movie because everything that had preceded it, the Richard Donner Superman movies and some of the other properties that had come before, the TV show with Batman, were kind of campy, very lighthearted, very colorful, and Tim Burton brought us a much darker Batman. Now, through the lens of time, through the context of time, we look at it now, and it doesn't feel very dark anymore. But that's okay. One of the hallmarks of this movie was that Tim Burton used the fusion of Art Deco, Diesel era styling, and contemporary technology to create this timeless atmosphere. And for me, this really is, for me, the first example of what I would consider true Diesel Punk. In the truest sense of the word, blending the aesthetics of the 20s, 30s, and 40s with sci-fi and fantasy and the sensibilities of today. Indiana Jones had been before. We had had the Star Wars movies. We had had a couple of other things before. But in terms of that really contemporary story with the aesthetics and the sci-fi and fantasy, Batman 89 for me is it. And it is on the top of my Diesel Punk movies list. And I know it's on a lot of other lists as well. All right, so coming in next at number three is a great movie directed by Joe Johnson. I am talking about The Rocketeer. And The Rocketeer was a near perfect translation of comic to film. Based on the classic Dave Stevens comic series, The Rocketeer, the only thing that kept it from being a perfect translation was that the character of Betty Blake was changed to Jenny Blake in the movie. And there was some concern by Disney that, you know, because that character was originally based on and inspired Betty Page. That she was inspired by Betty Page, there was concerns that, you know, that might be a little bit risque or not received well by parents, so they changed her to Jenny Blake. Other than that minor detail, this movie was a near-perfect movie. Now, when I first saw it in the theaters, and I don't remember what year it came out. I don't have the date in front of me, but I got to tell you, I was a little bit disappointed in it at the time. Now, I talk a lot about the context of time. And going back and watching this movie today, I realize how wonderful it really is. And, you know, it's got a great pace. It's visually stunning. The costumes, the sets, the vehicles are all great. And the hero's journey of Cliff Secord, you know, is just really great. You know, I guess when I first saw it, I was expecting him to be the Rocketeer right out the chute. But he had to become the Rocketeer in this movie. And as I watch it now compared to contemporary movies, I love it even more and more. And it is also another Diesel Punk classic. This is one of the movies that if someone said, "What is Diesel Punk?" you would hand them a copy of The Rocketeer. So far, two out of our three on the list are Diesel Punk movies. Coincidence? I think not. Coming in number four, or number two, is another Diesel Punk movie based on a pulp comic book character. And this movie, for my money, is the most perfect comic book to film translation. And that is The Phantom. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you've been listening to the Diesel Powered Podcast for any length of time, you know I am a huge fan of The Phantom. And this movie is a perfect translation. Billy Zane as the Phantom, Kit Walker, Treat Williams as Xander Drax, begins and ends with an X. He's a delicious villain. And when you have a name like Treat, you have to say he was delicious. And Christy Swanson as Diana Palmer, and had Catherine Zeta-Jones, who was absolutely gorgeous. I have a crush on Catherine Zeta-Jones. She's my girlfriend, along with Halle Berry. And I love this movie. This is one of my movies that I literally could watch over and over and over again. There's just something really fun about its old-fashionedness. And I found it thrilling. So did Gene Shalit. And, you know, Roger Ebert gave it big thumbs up. It's a movie that was made the way movies used to be made, but with contemporary technique or contemporary technology. And I love it, everything about it. And it is a diesel punk classic. Finally, the last one on my list, and this is my number one best comic book superhero movie. And it's not based on a literal comic story, but it is based on a comic character. And that is Captain America, the Winter Soldier. In my opinion, and the opinion of many others, the Winter Soldier is the gold standard for all comic book superhero movies. Everything that came before and everything so far that has come since, for me, is being measured by the Winter Soldier. Now, as a sentimental favorite, I actually would choose Captain America First Avenger sentimentally. All of the Captain America movies, First Avenger, Winter Soldier, and Civil War, are fantastic and in my top 10 or top 20 movies. First Avenger I like because of the aesthetics. It is a diesel punk movie, and that is my jam. And if we were doing top 5 diesel punk only movies, this would be maybe my number one movie. But First Avenger is superseded on my top 5 comic book movies by The Winter Soldier, the sequel, which is a superior movie. And again, characters, story, pacing, the everything just fell into place. We get to see Steve Rogers and Natasha Romanoff developed further than they have been in any of the other movies. And without a lot of time to do it, the Russo brothers just did this right. They just did it really well. Robert Redford's character was, he was evil. He was a bad guy, but the template for him, the corporate likable bad guy, was pretty strong. And then we had Sebastian Stan as Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier, and Anthony Mackie as the Falcon. And those were two great additions to the Marvel MCU mythos. And for me, just put that movie on the top. Now, I have one honorable mention. This did not make my top 5, but it is one of my all-time favorite comic book movies. It's definitely in the top 6. That's why I'm giving it an honorable mention. And it really needs to be seen on Blu-ray. And that's Dick Tracy, starring Warren Beatty. The colors, the sound, everything begs for this to be seen on Blu-ray. And it is a great translation. Madonna as Breathless Mahoney is like watching someone doing what they were born to do. Al Pacino as Big Boy Caprice, again, he was over the top and just perfect. That gets my honorable mention. But my top 5, once again, from 5 to 1, Richard Donner, Superman. Tim Burton, Batman, 89. At number 3, The Rocketeer. At number 2, The Phantom, starring Billy Zane. And number 1, best comic book to film adaptation, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. I'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions. Drop us a line, either on our Facebook page, Diesel Powered Podcast, Big Daddy Cool Shows, or drop me an email directly, BigDaddyCool@BigDaddyCoolShows.com. I want to thank our patrons who make this show possible. John Besaw, Andy Johnson, Dave Manginelli, Eli Cash. They are some of our supporters at patreon.com/bigdaddycoolshows. They help make this show possible with their monthly contributions. You can support the show as well. Become a patron. Patron levels, pledge amounts, start at just $1 a month. That's less than a cup of coffee at McDonald's once a month. It's $12 a year. You can do $1, $2, $5, $10, $20, or even $40. It's up to you. And your contribution helped make this show possible. You help pay for broadcast, broadband broadcast hosting, equipment upgrades. You may notice that I have a great new sounding mic. The patrons helped us get the new Retrocast mic. So we have the Retrocast and the Blue Microphone Yeti. Contributions help our video podcasts, upgrading our video studio in quality. And contributions help fund our live shows in theaters, dinner theaters, comic cons, and festivals. If you want to see Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens in a venue near you, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is to become a patron and help us go more places more often. We would love it if you did that, and we'll give you a shout out just like we did our other patrons tonight. Well, guys and gals, that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Let us know what you think. And until the next time, this is Big Daddy Cool saying, swing hard, swing often. We'll catch you on the flip side.